Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we're off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we obviously are back in studio. We took a little hiatus last week, took a break.
Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday.
And so we've got the high school football season winding down, college football season winding down, Major League Baseball offseason, and the NBA is in full swing.
Yes, if anybody has noticed.
About the NBA?
Yeah.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All right. So the games, you know, we have whittled ourselves all the way down to the final four in each classification. And so, you know, once we get to this point, there are so few teams left that it really just kind of behooves us to go ahead and talk about all the teams that are still playing instead of just the South Georgia teams, right?
Whatever you want to do.
And by the way, we will have a new number one in the next segment, the Jason Bishop High School.
Ware County, the Ware County Gators. If they're not, then I hope every high school football fan calls in and complains about this bogus poll that I have to deal with week in and week out.
I will say that the College Football Committee took a page out of the Jason Bishop High School football formula by ranking Alabama ahead of Tennessee, despite the Tennessee had a head-to-head. Even the formula was upset at that.
The formula. I mean, again, head-to-head obviously means nothing anymore.
All right, so in Division I in single-A, Schley at Johnson County. I tell you what, if you had Johnson County in the Final Four in the single-A division, you might want to go ahead and place your bets in the lottery.
Johnson County's been beating the brakes off of people.
I mean, I understand that, but to have them in the Final Four?
That's the home of Herschel Walker.
That is correct. Lincoln at Bowdoin in Division II, St. Francis at Prince Avenue, and then on the other side there's going to be a war. Swainsboro at Irwin County.
I thought Irwin was going to Statesboro.
You mean Swainsboro? Maybe it's the other way around. Swainsboro at Irwin. The thing I saw,
okay,
the schedule I saw was Swainsboro was going over there.
It's not going to matter anywhere they play.
You're right. Swainsboro is winning that game.
Okay, I'll believe that when I see it.
In AA, Thompson at Appling.
The Appling County Pirates are hosting the Thompson. They're hosting Thompson, and they're going to get to the championship.
Thompson's one of those teams that are underrated, in my opinion, across the state for the last several years. And yeah, I get that Appling's really good. I think Thompson gets this done. I think this is – I don't want to call it a breakout year because they've had these deep runs before, but I just think they're so underrated because they keep doing this.
You're sitting here week in and week out, and you got Appling County in your little – power rankings in our geographical region.
They're consistently there.
This is how you pay them back.
And they're consistently there, Appling. Yeah,
but oh no, they're not. They're there. They're in the Final Four. But yet you're going to jump ship on them now.
I've never jumped ship on anybody.
You just jump ship on the Appling County.
First off, I don't ever board ships. I'm as unbiased as they come when it comes to high school football teams and sports in general.
Thompson. Appling's at home, and you're sitting here. There'll be people from Appling County listening to this broadcast.
Yes, there will.
Jason Bishop does not think you can beat Thompson, Appling County folks.
That's not at all what we said. On the other side, Fellowship at Fitzgerald and AAA Carver, Atlanta at Sandy Creek, Oconee at Cedar Grove. Those are the final four in AAA.
Oconee and Cedar Grove is two heavyweights in AAA.
Yes. In 4A, Troup County at Benedictine, North Oconee at Cedartown. Let me just go ahead and say this. Go ahead and print the shirts for the Benedictine Cadets.
I don't know. North Oconee's tough.
Yeah. Go ahead and print shirts.
All right.
That's what I say.
BC hadn't been in your rankings all year, but now you're printing the shirts.
You may see Benedictine and Jason Bishop High School
they
football top 10.
They haven't been in there all year. Why would they be now?
Power rankings. You may see them.
They haven't. They've been in the top. They've been top three and 4A all year.
I actually have to cross this team. I don't know that guy. Okay.
Golly.
All right. In 5A, Cartersville at Warner Robins. Out of nowhere, the Warner Robins Demons have come out of nowhere to make their way to the Final Four. Nobody thought they would be there based upon what they had done to the regular season. And here they are in the Final Four, two wins away from a three-peat.
Apparently, you didn't look at their schedule and the teams that they played. You say out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
I mean, they played the Lee Counties and the Valdostas of the world out of classification. Yeah, they got beat, but that got them battle-tested for the playoffs.
Hey, I'm just telling you, out of nowhere, nobody expected Warner Robins to be where they are, and they are there. They got to beat Cartersville at home. And then on the other side, I guess at this point the perennial favorite, Dutchtown at Ware County in the Swamp.
That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game. Two good football teams playing. Probably the best two teams left in 5A are playing in the semifinals.
So, Ware County, this is the point where every year where Kip Branch gives you his lecture, and he starts it off by saying, I mean, literally the last 3 years it's been this, Ware County, if not this year, when? You going to do it this year?
I mean, they're sitting there undefeated, and they're in the Final Four. They're at home against Dutchtown. I mean, the stars are aligning. It's about time somebody other than Waycross, the Waycross High Bulldogs, bring a state championship to that county.
He never takes he takes that shot whenever.
Well, that's a factual statement.
In 6A, Gainesville at Roswell and Rome at Hughes. My opinion, somebody's got to find a way to beat Hughes.
You know, I looked at Roswell's schedule this week.
Okay.
They lost to Milton by a touchdown.
Who's in the Final Four?
That's their only loss that on their schedule. They beat Thomas County Central 42-34 last week, and Thomas County Central was highly thought of. I looked at Langston Hughes' schedule. Man, they're scoring 50 and 60 and 70 points on everybody.
So you're picking Langston Hughes in a Roswell final?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Roswell, of course, up in Cobb County in Atlanta. In 7A, the Carrollton County Trojans and the Colquitt County Packers.
That's going to be a better game than most people think. I think Colquitt will win, but Carrollton is no joke.
Coach Calhoun is the head coach at Colquitt County. He came from Carrollton. And, you know, he's a relatively young coach. If you get into that whole, if there's anybody that knows how to beat the team, it's the guy that used to be there. And I'm going to tell you something.
Dan Lanning, he said that when he was coaching Oregon earlier this year against Georgia for the first game. Remember that? How'd that one turn out?
Well, there's a very – that's apples and oranges. Very big discrepancy among talent on the field with Georgia and Oregon.
Okay.
There's not that much of a discrepancy between Colquitt and Carrollton. I think, obviously, Colquitt's better. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, these two eyes have seen firsthand the Colquitt County Packers play, and these two eyes have seen on TV Carrollton play. And from what these two 42-year-old eyes tell me is Carrollton can't beat Colquitt. That's what these eyes tell me.
I don't think they will either, but I think it'll be an entertaining, good football game, and I think Milton's going to beat Mill Creek. And Milton and Colquitt County will be a whale of a football game.
And I do think that will be your final. Mill Creek and Milton, of course, the other side of the bracket, and Milton knocking out Grayson last week to advance. And so that's what we'll see. Carrollton at Colquitt, Mill Creek at Milton in 7A. And I will agree with Kip. I do think that comes down to Colquitt and Milton. But don't surprise if you see Carrollton and Mill Creek.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The final four of the playoffs are all that's left, and here are the South Georgia teams still breathing. Ware will look to punch their ticket to Atlanta against Dutchtown in the Swamp. Warner Robins looks for the three-peat and to advance against Cartersville. Benedictine hosts Troop. Fitzgerald will square off against Fellowship Christian, looking for a repeat. Swainsboro and Irwin hook up in what will be a war, and Appling will host Thompson. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. Spencer Rattler, the greatest quarterback in the history of South Carolina football. Only Lane Kiffin would ask to coach somewhere and his family live at his former job. Matt Rule to Nebraska, 2026 National Championship game, Nebraska and UCF. On the next episode of Keeping It Real, Kyler Murray. Aaron Rodgers, your next starting quarterback for the New York Jets.
That'd be good.
Ranking Tennessee behind Alabama. Even has the formula crying foul. Cheer up, Ohio State. I guarantee if there's a way for the committee to get you in, they'll find it. I say Clemson, you say frauds. You too, Oregon. In case you aren't watching college basketball yet, you missed a great one with Bama and North Carolina. Farewell, Dansby. Enjoy that Chicago weather. I hear it's great. Never. Trent Dilfer to become the head coach at UAB. He can teach the quarterbacks how to throw six picks a game easily.
Lessons on How to Repeatedly Screw Up Your Life, taught by Odell Beckham. How is Ohio State going to beat Georgia when they got woodshedded by Michigan? Remember everyone saying that? 1899 on Netflix. My mind was blown. And these are my thoughts.
$18.99.
That was amazing.
I've been watching Yellowstone season 5. Awesome.
It doesn't hold a candle to $18.99. I'm telling
says
you.
Says who?
Says the only voice that matters on these types of things. That's mine. So, like, you know, and I'll be honest, I watched the first episode of 1899 and I was like, you know, this seems kind of slow. And then from episode 2 on, it's just like, oh, and then the end of it, you're just mind blown. Mm. Way better.
Coming from the same guy that said Top Gun Maverick was going to be a box office flop. Yeah, you said that.
It's time now for me to give you my Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Now, remember, we took the week off for Thanksgiving. So there's going to be a week missing. So I will give you my last installment, which is 2 weeks old. My last installment had 10 Wayne County, 9 MCA, 8 Savannah Christian, 7 Pierce, 6 Appling, 5 Irwin, 4 Ware, 3 Fitzgerald, 2 Swainsboro. The number one team was Calvary Day 2 weeks ago. What's wrong with you?
Where's Calvary Day? I don't see them on any of this Final Four stuff.
Yeah, they're not there. And so, let's get to it. Your updated Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 10, coming in with a fantastic season, clocking in, at least for now, this week, at number 10, the Screven County Gamecocks. Check in at number 10.
Didn't they get beat like 50-something, 48-0 in their last game?
They got beat pretty bad.
Okay.
At number 9, clocking in, the Brunswick High Pirates jump back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
At 10-1.
At number 9.
At number 9.
Kip, you mentioned them. At number 8, falling all the way out of the number 1 spot, the Calvary Day Cavaliers fall to number 8.
That's about, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
That's about what?
That's about the high water mark anyway in any whatever.
Number one, yeah, you can't get any higher than number one.
They're ranked now about where they, you know, that's the high water mark for them. Go ahead.
All right. Getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season.
Wow.
At number 7, the Warner Robins Demons. Welcome to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
They're in.
At number 6, also in for the first time this season, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 6, the Benedictine Cadets are at number 6.
I guess that's just an oversight that they haven't been there all year. The formula had some data didn't get factored into the computer right to omit them for the entire dang football season.
They got to earn their way in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Calvary's there, but BC. Calvary's been there all year, but BC had to earn their way in.
At number 5.
Okay.
At number 5, playing in the Final Four, the Appling County Pirates check in at number 5.
Now. They're in the Final Four.
Right.
And they're at 5?
Yes.
Hold on now.
Okay.
How many Final Four teams are there in this geographical area?
Well, you're going to find out. Just stay tuned.
Appling County's at number 5.
Appling County's at number 5. At number 4. At number 4, Irwin County clocks in at number 4. They're still playing too.
Appling County's at 5.
Irwin's at 4.
Okay.
And at number 3,
the Swainsboro Tigers.
That's your guess. Number 3 actually moving up one spot. At number 3, the Ware County Gators clock in at 3.
See, that's just the ultimate. That's the ultimate in disrespect right there.
There's no disrespect
that
intended.
That is just like.
There's no disrespect
call
intended.
Call up everybody in Waycross and just, you know.
Kind of like you do when you send the Waycross Bulldogs.
All I said is they're the only team that's won a state championship over there.
And all I'm doing is telling you that they're third in my poll.
Ware County is the top-ranked team in 5A, and they have been all season long. And the best they can be in this poll is number 3.
This is the premier poll in the state.
This ain't premier nothing. It's premier if you're looking for toilet paper if you run out. But, okay, go ahead.
At number 2. The Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane move up a spot to number 2.
There's no way Fitzgerald should be ranked higher than Ware County. Go ahead.
And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Got a big game coming up. The Swainsboro Tigers jump to number 1 this week. Let's recap. At number 10, Screven. Number 9, Brunswick High. Number 8, Calvary Day. 7, Warner Robins. 6, Benedictine.
How 6? Benedictine's number 6, and they just made their way into the poll. How many weeks have we gone? 13 now?
I mean, it's 14? Been, yeah, about
BC
that.
BC just worked their way into the poll.
Finally got in.
Okay.
Congratulations, BC. A lot of hard work, perseverance. I like it. And where was I? 6, Benedictine. 5, Appling County. Number 4, Irwin County. 3, Ware County. 2, Fitzgerald. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Swainsboro Tigers.
Do not go to Baxley, Georgia. And do not go to Waycross, Georgia, because they're looking for you.
What?
Just to stay out of those towns for the next couple of weeks.
They should be honored the fact
just
that they're
stay,
in.
Stay away, man. You might get rocks thrown at your car.
Rocks?
That's the ultimate of disrespect.
There's no disrespect.
Disrespect.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. Whether you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, get on in and see Teresa in the deli for a hot, fresh meal and say hi to Cliff for all your fresh-cut meats. Check out our weekly ad on Facebook, the Coastal Market Grocery Store, Highway 17, Darien.
Guys, Christmas is coming. Don't get left out in the cold this holiday season. Remind that special someone to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and make a wish list, which saves you 20%. Don't forget, Men's Day is December the 10th. Beer and sandwiches on us. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And so it is now that time where I hand the show over to Kip Branch. And you know what? He's done a pretty good job of keeping it on the rail, so I trust he's going to do it. It's the Butthurt segment.
It's this week's edition of the Butthurt List. We took a week off last week. We let some things play out in the sports world, and here we have it. Number five on the Butthurt List, the LSU Tigers. You want to know why?
Yes.
Because they went to Texas A&M, and they got gigged by the Aggies.
Okay.
All they had to do was beat Texas A&M. Beat Georgia, they'd be in the college football playoff. They would be in with two losses. They were sitting there ranked high last week, ranked at number five, poised to get into the college football rankings, and they go and get – they didn't get beat by the Aggies. They got hammered by the Aggies. So, wow, LSU. Number four on the Butthurt List this week, the Oregon Ducks. Can you say collapse? These guys blew a 31-10 lead against your biggest rival on the last game of the season. You could have possibly backed your way into the college football playoff.
If Oregon had beaten USC, Oregon would have been your four seed, period.
They could have got in.
They would have been it. They would have been in.
31-10. And they lost to Oregon State.
Mm-hmm. Terrible loss.
30. Turned the ball over on downs their last three possessions.
And everything that Bo Nix, all the garbage he was talking, he'd have had a chance to back it up because they would have played Georgia in the first round.
And no, he wakes up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. Most of us wake up and go to the bathroom. Bo Nix wakes up with a cold sweat. Just shaking, saying Georgia Bulldogs, I never want to see them again.
You know those videos where you see on YouTube where like someone's walking and then someone jumps out and that guy with that voice says run. That's what Bo Nix does when he sees a Georgia jersey. He hears it in his head, run.
run. Number three on the Butthurt List this week, when I think of the term beggar, I think of Alabama. Here they are. You lose, and here's the narrative I've been hearing on ESPN and other outlets. They lost two games on the last play of the game. Well, you know what? You won two on the last play of the game, too, so you could be 8-4. I don't get it, Bama.
If they were 8-4, they'd still be lobbying to get in.
They'd be lobbying to get in, but Alabama, nah, you sit home. Go play Kansas State in the Sugar Bowl. There's your consolation. Number two on the Butthurt List, the Clemson Tigers. You lost. 40-game home winning streak. You lost to South Carolina. Now you're going to play Tennessee in the we can't beat Carolina Bowl down in Miami, Florida.
It's going to be the Orange Bowl, which is going to be a very orange bowl with Tennessee and Clemson there.
Shane Beamer is going to do the coin flip at the beginning of the game.
Okay.
He's going to be the honorary. He's going to be do the coin flip.
Because
Spencer Rattler's going to come out.
I get it, because neither one of them beat South Carolina. That's what you're
Spencer
doing.
Spencer Rattler's going to be there trying to give quarterbacks pointers in that game on how to torch bad defenses, which, you know, obviously Clemson's they're kind of on the decline a little bit, don't you think?
And, yeah, and again, Clemson was one of those teams – that had everything in front of them.
Could have got in.
Could have backdoored their way in.
Win the ACC. Get in with one loss. It was there for you. But then you got Beamer balled. Special teams. Clemson comes out. What was that little special teams play they came out when they ran the ball out, tried to hand it to the guy, and then he fumbles the ball. Then at the end of the game, you get the ball back, force South Carolina to punt, and you fumble the punt. Beamer ball, baby.
Okay. Yep.
Carolina 8-4.
That's number one or number two?
No. Carolina. You know, Clemson's number two. And number one on the Butthurt List this week, the Ohio State Finesse Buckeyes.
Ooh. Are you saying they're soft?
Soft as Charmin.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. Soft as cotton. Soft as a baby's butt.
Michigan pushed them around in the second half.
Pushed them around? They boat raced them. What do you mean pushed them around?
Clemson showed themselves, or Clemson, Michigan showed themselves to be a little bit more physical than Ohio State, especially in the fourth quarter. Yes.
Wow.
That's what I saw.
Ohio State. I mean, when you got guys running 75-yard and 85-yard touchdowns, just running through your defense like it's a piece of Swiss cheese. I mean, come on, guys. Two years in a row, you made all that fuss about, oh, we put the clock on the wall, countdown to when we play Michigan again, blah, 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 blah. Extra period in practice, we're going to get more physical. No, when it mattered the most, you got your junk pushed in. That's what happened to you, Ohio State. And somehow, some way, this bogus playoff committee, the only thing more bogus than the college football playoff committee is the Jason Bishop power rankings.
Untrue.
They're going to figure out a way.
Because they've got Alabama ranked ahead of Tennessee, and Tennessee beat them head-to-head. The formula would never do that.
They're going to figure out a way. Well, you had Bullock Academy ranked ahead of Frederica just 3 years ago.
When are you going to let that go? And that didn't happen, by the way.
That did happen.
I don't recall.
Of course you don't. Ohio State is going to backdoor their way in. Let somebody lose this weekend, like TCU or USC, and they're going to backdoor Ohio State into the playoff.
I can see it happening.
To get beat up again. And there you have it. LSU, Oregon, Alabama, Clemson, and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Take the "the" off of Ohio. Just call them Ohio State. They're nothing special.
It's a very college football oriented.
That's what's kicking right now.
Oh.
Playoffs Sunday at noon. Playoffs will be announced. TCU, yeah, I look for them to be in it. Georgia, Michigan, and we'll see if USC can get in there somehow.
Well, I think they've got the inside track, and we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break, and I will tell you how UCF can find their way in.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
While we were off the air, we were figuring out some things about the bowl season, and it dawned on me, and I said this to Kip, that with the Rose Bowl, that if USC loses to Utah, then USC is no longer in the college football playoff, and Ohio State more than likely slides back in. So in the Big Ten, you would have Michigan and Ohio State in the top four. So the team that you would send to the Rose Bowl would be the third best team, which would be Penn State, and they would take on the Pac-12 winner, Utah. Your Rose Bowl would be Penn State and Utah.
Try this out for size. What if USC was to lose?
Okay.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I don't think is happening.
USC loses to Utah. Utah's in the Rose Bowl, correct?
Uh-huh.
What if Purdue was to upset Michigan? You got a Purdue-Utah Rose Bowl. You do.
Yeah, you do. All right, so it is now that time where we are going to pick some games for you and get them right. Not a lot of games to pick, but we'll still get them right. Who's playing again? Because that happened in the playoff thing. The chairman of the playoff committee didn't know who was playing in the game.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
I heard that the other night. he couldn't figure it out.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
And this is the guy that's supposed to be in charge.
They're sitting here drinking single malts and sitting around debating who's in the college football playoff, and they don't know who's playing in the championship game.
Throw me another white claw.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to say that I think that college football needs USC to be good.
There needs to be a West Coast power that, the college football is better when you see when USC or UCLA or even Washington or Oregon or somebody like that's good, but especially USC. If the Trojans are at the top of their game, they are a national brand, and boy, college football thrives on that.
Be careful what you wish for, because remember all those years when Pete Carroll was at USC. Everybody hated the Trojans because all they did was win.
Well, they got Lincoln Riley, and that's what they're about to do again.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like what he's done. All right, in the MAC, Toledo versus Ohio. Give me Toledo.
I'll take Ohio.
Okay, Kansas State, number 10, Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game against number 3, the Texas Christian University Horned Frogs.
Is there any team that gets disrespected more than the TCU Horned Frogs?
Not after they put 62 up in their last game.
I mean, I'm sitting here listening to national sports people that don't know anything about college football putting their 2 cents worth. I think TCU is in the college football playoff even if they lose to Kansas State. I think they're in.
I'm in agreement. I think Georgia, Michigan, and TCU, win or lose, they're all still in.
I mean, look at TCU and their body of work. They deserved it. From top to bottom, the Big 12's been pretty good this year.
I found a lot of ranked teams in there.
They do?
Yeah. All right, in the SEC. Well, actually, let's back up. In the Sun Belt, Coastal Carolina versus Troy. I want to pick Coastal Carolina, and I'm going to pick Coastal Carolina.
I'm picking them, too.
All right. In the SEC, number 14, LSU. You talk about another team that blew it. LSU was another team that had everything in front of them. If they could have won the SEC championship game and upset the Dogs, they would have been in at a 4 seed, because there's no way you're not taking the SEC champ. Right?
They would have been in.
Number 14 instead is where they're at, and they will take on the number one Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC championship game.
Can Jaden Daniels go? He was in a walking boot on Monday and Tuesday this week. That's going to be tough for the Tigers. I got the Dogs.
Let me bring some knowledge to the show.
Okay.
Georgia and LSU have played 3 times in the SEC.
This will be the 5th meeting. See, knowledge.
They played 4?
Yeah, they played 4 times so far.
Well, what I was going to say was they played 3 times.
03, 05, 11, and 19.
I forgot about 19.
And Georgia's 1-3 in those games.
You stole my nugget, man.
Well, you got to get the nugget right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they played 3 times, and LSU's won 2 of them.
They played 4, and LSU's won 3 of them.
Stole my thunder.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm all about slinging out facts on this show. Who you got?
That's all I do.
Okay.
I take Georgia. Okay. Fresno State and Boise State in the Mountain West. Give me Boise State.
Yeah, I'll take Boise.
In the AAC, Central Florida, number 22 versus 18, Tulane. Central Florida knocks off Tulane. They'll get the automatic bid to get to the Cotton Bowl, and don't be surprised if UCF ends up walking their way in the back door to the 4 seed if complete chaos breaks out.
They're not walking their way into anything. This is a team that lost to Navy 2 weeks ago and almost lost to South Florida last week.
Keep
that in mind.
Stop bringing up the past. Live in the present.
That's their latest body of work. They're not beating Tulane at Tulane. Tulane is hosting the American Association of what?
You know what it is.
Okay.
It's the AAC.
Tulane's hosting that game, and they're going to beat UCF.
In the ACC, number 9, Clemson versus number 23, North Carolina. Clemson, as we mentioned earlier, another team, had everything in front of them, and they're in the last week of the season.
Man, don't be surprised if Carolina beats them. I'm picking Clemson, but I would not be shocked at all if North Carolina wins this game. Clemson's got issues at quarterback. I don't know what it is about DJU, whatever his name is. Dabo sticks with him through thick and thin. It's time to make a change at quarterback. He was 8-for-29 for 99 yards against South Carolina last week.
That's really bad.
But you stick with him. But
if you're 8-for-29, that means you had 21 incompletions.
And he didn't pass for 100 yards.
Think about what I'm about to say. You had 21 incompletions versus 8 completions. That means you had almost 3 times the number of incompletions that you did completions. Do you follow my math?
And they stick with him week in and week out.
I mean, do you follow my math there?
Yes.
Okay. And the last one on the docket, Purdue versus Michigan in the Big Ten championship game.
Does Michigan have a letdown?
I was going to say, as good as Michigan showed us, I think they're better than they were last year, by the way. And as good as they showed us against Ohio State, there's no shot Purdue wins this game.
You know, Purdue's one of these teams, though, that play these kind of games and give people fits. I think it'll be a close game. I don't think Michigan will cover the spread, but I think they win the game.
Okay.
And there's your college football playoff field.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. wine bar, and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Guys, Christmas is coming. Don't get left out in the cold this holiday season. Remind that special someone to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and make a wish list, which saves you 20%. Don't forget, Men's Day is December the 10th. Beer and sandwiches on us. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trap, trap money, Benny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
The show flies by, man.
Yeah, it goes by pretty quick.
Yeah, sure does. All right, so, you know, now we're getting into college football bowl season, and so Kip and I are looking at projections, and we'll throw out some projections that we're seeing. And then we're also going to give you some projections as well. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones hungry. Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
All right, so obviously, you know, you've got the bowls that are going to represent the semifinal games in the college football playoff, which is the Fiesta and the Peach Bowl. And the Peach Bowl there, we're taking Georgia as the number one. Both Kip and I agree that USC is going to get that four seed. And then in the Fiesta, you're going to have the two seed against the three seed, Michigan and TCU, is what Kip and I believe. So you'd have Georgia 1 and USC 4 in the Peach Bowl, and Michigan and TCU playing each other as the 2-3 seeds over in the Fiesta. So if that's – and you got to keep in mind that's the scenario we're playing out here. Go ahead, Kip.
Yeah. Then if that scenario plays out, then you're looking at the rest of the New Year's Six Bowls, how they would project out.
And so the ESPN folks, they're saying that in the Rose Bowl, with the scenario we just laid out with USC winning and everybody winning to get into the Final Four, the Rose Bowl would consist of Washington and Penn State. And I disagree with that.
Well, I don't, because then you, the Rose Bowl, I don't know, would want Ohio State back for a second year in a row and have the same matchup 2 years in a row.
It would be Ohio State and Washington.
Right.
I think they would do it. There have been other years where there have been rematches in the Rose Bowl.
Penn State would travel well if Happy Valley would travel to Pasadena if they got a Rose Bowl bid. That would be just a great reward. Well, you know, Penn State's number 8 in the football rankings, college football playoff rankings. That would be a huge, huge bonus for them. I think the Rose Bowl would pick Penn State in that scenario.
Okay, well, I think the Rose Bowl will go Ohio State, and then if that's the scenario, then the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, these folks at ESPN think that's going to be Tennessee Tulane. I don't think so. I think that with the Rose Bowl taking Washington and Ohio State, I think Penn State slides into that game with Tulane. I think that's a Penn State-Tulane game in the Cotton Bowl.
I think if Penn State goes to the Rose Bowl, then they would slide Tennessee to the Cotton Bowl and ship Ohio State to the Orange Bowl to play Clemson.
And that's what they've got here. So you nailed the proverbial nail on the head. In the Orange Bowl, the projections is Clemson, Ohio State, and then over in the Sugar Bowl, Kansas State and Alabama. Now, I do think the Sugar Bowl's nailed it. I do think it will be Kansas State and Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And then over in the Orange Bowl, where they've got Clemson, Ohio State, I just think that Clemson will be in the Rose Bowl, and so thus Penn State will be in the Cotton Bowl, leaving Tennessee available, and Tennessee slides to the Orange Bowl.
I want to say that I think Penn State went to the Cotton Bowl last year, but
I don't know.
I think the Rose Bowl has their eye on Penn State. I've been reading a lot of articles about if Ohio State doesn't get in the playoff, then they like Penn State for some reason.
Here's another scenario. I was talking about the Rose Bowl. If USC wins, then the Rose Bowl will get their traditional Pac-12 Big Ten matchup, but they won't have a winner of either conference in the game.
That's what happens in the playoff. I mean, that Rose Bowl's part of the playoff
scenario. I'm just saying this is kind of where we are now. I'm just saying this is where we are. Penn State and Ohio State, who didn't win their conference, may end up playing in the Rose Bowl. And same thing with Washington, who didn't win their conference. And so the granddaddy of them all could end up with a number 3 team from the Big Ten and a number 3 team from the Pac-12.
Excuse me, Utah went to the Rose Bowl last year. Okay. Sorry about that. They won the Pac-12.
Okay.
In other words, that Ohio State-Utah game was fantastic last year. So, again, they could send Ohio State back. I know Washington, if USC wins, Washington's going to be in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State, Washington, they've matched up before. Penn State, Washington would be a good matchup too.
And so here's a scenario where UCF gets in, right? So
gets in where?
Well,
the
first
Cotton Bowl?
Well, first off, I'm going to say that if they beat Tulane, we're talking about Tulane in the Cotton Bowl. We'd be talking about UCF in the Cotton Bowl. But, you know, I think UCF actually has their sights set a little higher than just the Cotton Bowl. So the scenario.
Dude, don't waste people's time with this nonsense.
The scenario,
man,
for the Central Florida Knights,
they're
first thing they
20th, dude, 23rd in the college football power rankings. Don't insult our listeners with this playoff talk. They're not getting in.
And I'm about to lay out the formula. I'm about to lay out the path,
dude,
for the Central Florida Knights to. Oh, we ran out of time.
Oh my goodness.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The final four of the playoffs are all that's left, and here are the South Georgia teams still breathing. Ware will look to punch their ticket to Atlanta against Dutchtown in the Swamp. Warner Robins looks for the three-peat and to advance against Cartersville. Benedictine hosts Troop. Fitzgerald will square off against Fellowship Christian, looking for a repeat. Swainsboro and Irwin hook up in what will be a war, and Appling will host Thompson. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.